welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I am the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 4. We just finished chapter 3 yesterday and looked at that this past Sunday. And so we're going to turn the page and begin to look at Philippians 4 here. So let me go ahead and read this and share a couple things for us that can help us think about how you and I, we can pray today. So Philippians 4 begins with these words. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. And so what you begin to see here is this incredible picture that Paul has for the believers in Philippi. And if you're new to Bible study or if you've been around Bible study for a while, whenever you see a therefore, it's always helpful to ask, what's the therefore? Therefore. And so what is Paul getting at? What's his therefore language? Well, right before this, at the end of chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, Paul says these words, but our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. And so what we see is Paul is again reminding the Philippians. And if you remember from our study so far, that Philippi had a massive influence of Roman culture, that really Philippi was designed to be a little Rome. And so the idea of Roman allegiance, to be citizens of the empire of Rome, of the Roman Empire, was predominant throughout that culture. And so Paul is reminding them, while you may live in Rome, Rome is not your home. That your citizenship is in heaven. And really, that's where Paul is going to begin to go next in Philippians 4 and what the realities of that is. And so that citizenship begins to shape them. And so what Paul is saying is because of this citizenship, he tells his brothers, and really that could be translated brothers and sisters there. And he begins to talk about his affections and his love for them. That because of their trust and their faith and because they're fellow citizens with him, co-laborers in the gospel, he describes these words. He says, whom I love and I long for. And it just makes me think, you know, who in my life and who in your life is it that you love and that you long to see? And not just maybe people, right? Family or loved ones, but thinking about it from fellow believers, like what believers are in your life that you would say, man, I am longing to see them. There is such affection and love for them. And that's what Paul is expressing towards these believers, that he loves and longs for them. And you and I are meant to have those kinds of relationships. And then he moves and says, my joy and my crown. When you think about a crown, we may naturally think of, oh, like what royal people wear on their head. Really that word crown in the Greek could be better translated as a wreath. Right. And you may think of wreath and you think, oh, it's beginning to be Christmas time, right? Halloween's over. And maybe like you and like me, like we may begin to think about, let's get out some of the Christmas decorations here. And so and you want to get your wreaths out and hang them out. But really this idea of wreath was really connected to an achievement, like when an athlete would win a prize. In our day and age, they may win a medal. Back then it was a wreath. And so this idea that Paul saw the believers, the church in Philippi, as his wreath, as this crowning jewel of achievement. Not because it's like, man, look at how great I am and what I've done, but he is saying, man, what God has done, I have such great joy in the labor that I had for you for the sake of the kingdom, that it is not a vain, that I look at you, the church in Philippi, that I look at you with such excitement and such pride, not again in himself, but in what God has done. And so to think about your legacy in your life, like when you look at the life that you're living and you look at those are behind you, what could you look at? Who could you look at and have those same kinds of words? Man, like I am so proud of the investment, the labor of love and joy and investment in your spirit, in your spiritual maturity, that you are a crown for me. That you are a source of joy because of what God has done in and through that. That we are meant to have, again, those kinds of relationships and as we invest in others. And then Paul ends and just says to stand firm. And this is really where I'm going to go this upcoming week, really tomorrow, as we look at really the rest of this idea of how do we stand firm in light of who Christ is. And that standing firm is really, it's a military charge for commanding officers to their soldiers, charging them to hold their position. And so we're going to begin to see in the rest of 4 what that looks like to be standing firm in this battle. But Paul wants them to remain steadfast, right? Because of his love, his joy, because of their crown, and again, because of their heavenly citizenship. And so let's just take a few minutes here and let's take some time to pray. And maybe some things I'd love for you to think about is who is in your life right now that you could just encourage? You know, we are often not known as being overly encouraging towards others. And so we would love to be a source of encouragement. So how can you be an encouragement to somebody this week? And so who is someone that you could reach out to and say, man, I am so grateful for you, for your relationship, for our friendship, for you being in our life group, for the way that you serve, whatever it may be. Who do you long and you love seeing and spending time with? And let's pray that the Lord would help us to stand firm in light of these things. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for just this encouragement that Paul gives us, Lord, as we see his love and affections for the church in Philippi. God, you would help us to be a church that creates these kinds of relationships within our life groups and within our campuses, Lord, that we would be cultivating these relationships. We would look at people and see, man, what a crown and what a source of joy that they are to me because of the labor of love, because of labor in the gospel, the kingdom work and what God is doing in and through his people to advance his purposes. And that, Lord, we would be a source of encouragement to others. And so, God, would you help us this week to be someone who uses our words to build others up, to speak life into them, Lord, rather than to tear them down. And so we need your help to do that, Lord. And I pray you'd help us, God, to remain steadfast this week, to stand firm, to endure, to keep walking with you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, would you take a few minutes and to pray who is someone you could be encouraging and asking the Lord to help you to stand firm as well?